it's pretty hard to say on the old fashioned way of doing things. I was just trying to think what some of the things my mother used to use. You had a water bucket that you carried water in from the well.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would this be made out of, wood or metal?
Usually it'd be aluminum or a metal bucket, as I remember in old days, see, years ago. And your kitchen stove, you instead of having an electric stove, you had an old wood wood burning stove with a big reservoir on the end. That was the hot water you used to take a bath and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, now you did use the word pail a while ago. Now, just what would that be used for? Is different from bucket?
Well, it'd be a water pail or a milk pail. We used to milk cows by hand. We'd call them the pails we used to milk in, milk pails.
And what kind of material would that be made out of?
They're made out of tin.
Uh-huh. How about, what would you carry garbage out in?
Well, your garbage was usually fed to the dogs and the cats.
Uh-huh. Ever take it out and throw it to the hogs?
Well, occasionally, yeah. There was always a slop bucket. Years ago, there was a slop bucket sitting there and garbage was dumped in. It was taken out to the hogs.
Never call that a swill bucket.
Well, it had been called a swill bucket. And I've heard it called a swill bucket.
Around here?
We call it slop pail.
Never call it an orc pail?
Huh?
Orc pail?
No.
What do you call, or what I should ask, what your wife calls some of her cooking utensils?
You'd have to ask her. I don't know.
What did your mother call them?
Well, a thing that was used a lot in the old day was a double boiler. I remember that. Of course, now we prepared foods and stuff. It was nothing to come in the morning to have a double boiler full of oatmeal. They used to make oatmeal in double boilers. It had to be. But now you can make oatmeal just by letting it come to a boil. It's cooked or something.
What would you prepare things like bacon and eggs in?
Well, they used to just call out a skillet.
Mm-hmm. How about nowadays?
Well, I just don't know. Now it's practically the same thing. That's just, I can remember when we used to make always in the wintertime have buckwheat cake for breakfast. That was always my favorite. Well, it was, we'd maybe raise a patch of buckwheat and take it to the mill and have it ground. Buckwheat flour, that's regular, pure unadulterated buckwheat flour, and then we'd have buckwheat cakes all winter. And them were made with an yeast, the good deal like we used to, the older people used to make bread. They'd set this yeast in the I can remember one winter my mother was sick and I used to fry the buckwheat cakes every morning. Mm. The way it worked out, that my dad and I would get out and do the milk in the morning, then while he run the milk through the cream separator. At that time we separated our milk and sold cream. While he'd run the milk through the cream separator, while he was doing that, I'd go in and get breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I'd fry the buckwheat cakes. I've always kidded my wife that I wish she could learn how to make buckwheat cake.
Yeah.
Of course, have you gotten on the outside of about a 15, 20 of them things, while you could go out in the woods all day and cut wood and didn't mind the balloon. You can't do that nowadays on breakfast cereal.
Yeah, that's right.